The Staple Singers. Let's do it again from 1975 here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD. Here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio professional musician Rachel Hillman out of Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. Rachel, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good.
If I turn the right thing on, we can certainly hear exactly how good you are doing.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be too loud.
No, you are fine. So what is it like as a professional musician? You came down, filmed TV show in town, which is exciting.
Yes.
We had the opportunity to book you last minute. What's that lifestyle kind of like as a musician?
Well, I'm very blessed, lucky, happy to have a car. Most of my life is driving, especially going between gigs on the Forgotten Coast. And I would say the quote unquote gigging life is just like, you know, anywhere between 30 minutes to a gig, or if you're lucky, it's in town and it'll just be like a 5-minute, 10-minute drive. But a lot of them are like, you know, 2 hours to a new city, and you go and you try that out and you see if the crowd is good. There are some people who work more online, and they'll release a song and then they'll pitch it to a bunch of different magazines and places like that. And then they'll earn a following through that. Kind of like releasing a single and going through it like that. Oh, was I muted the whole time?
No, you are.
Oh, okay. That process, I think, is probably the fastest one, because you release a single, and then if it becomes popular, there's that worldwide opportunity. You can really get it to go anywhere and promote it anywhere. I am very interested in folk traditions like jazz and bluegrass and Irish music, specifically American traditions that have kind of filtered into modern day pop. So a lot of the music that I do has older audiences, and I generally like to participate in communities and do like blues jams and things like that, and then market to those communities. So for me, I like to drive to jams. I like to participate in jams in Tallahassee. For a while, I was working with a group in Apalachicola, and I was doing a blues jam every week on Mondays. So it just kind of depends on your method of learning and whatever it is that you want to focus on. Like if you're a classical musician, then obviously you want to work on the tradition and getting the articulation exactly right for what those composers wanted at that time and honoring those traditions. And as a blues musician and as a jazz musician, honoring the traditions that come from the United States and the various singers and guitarists. And honestly, what I'm learning is the more you can learn the language of other players, whether it's the really big ones like John Coltrane, or listening to today's musicians and listening to the whatever it is that they're listening to, the more influences that you can pull in and the more that you can learn from what has come before, the more informed and I think exciting the music can be today.
Certainly. It's one of those things where you have to have a foundation to be able to have your own sound. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you don't know how to walk the walk, how to play the scales, the things that were original before you, you can't know how to pivot and change and vary.
Or at least know what you like.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much to like in the world.
So you have a cut for us that's an original song, In the Evening, Blues Inspired.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about this song?
So I went to a blues competition with a band, and we played a 5-song set, I think. Some of them were originals. I think we did some covers, too. I think we did a B.B. King tune. And when I came back from it, I realized that we didn't really have any original blues content that was, like, in a minor key, one. And two, that was just kind of, like, positive. And that's just a consistent thing in the blues, is that there's all kinds of really beautiful, sad songs. But I thought it would be cool to have kind of a positive twist on this tune. And I'm sure there are listeners out there who are like, no way, there's lots of good, happy songs. So please send them to me. I want to hear all of them. And this one is just about coming home to somebody that you've missed after a long time. You work all day and you feel like you're totally drained, and you wonder if that person's forgotten about you. And maybe they don't. So
excellent. Well, Rachel, Take it away, Rachel Hillman.
Thank you.
In the evening.
Sometimes I gotta look at the day. You got a mighty full schedule and I don't wanna get in the way. But in the evening, it's all by design. Yeah, when I hold you, I know that you're mine. Mm-mm-mm. Well, sometimes we're out by six, and I don't sit there watching the clock for the hours. They don't really go by that quick. But in the evening, well, it's all by design. 'Cause when I hold you, you know that you're mine. All right, I got a friend here playing a little trumpet. I got my own after all, and when it's all over, when we come undone, I'll be having you over for some hot and fun in the morning. You'll be gone too. Yeah, and sometimes you might wonder if I'll be coming home to you. But in the evening, while they close down the stores, and when I hold you, you know that I'm yours. That I'm yours.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Rachel Hillman, In the Evening. An original tune.
Yes.
Excellent. Rachel, if I wanted to hear some of your music, whether in person or online, where it may be more available, where can I go?
There are lots of options. I try to make it easy as possible. So if you go to linktree.com/Rachel Hillman Music, then you're going to find all of my links, Patreon, YouTube, Spotify, Facebook. I link to my website where you can find my calendar. And yeah, really whatever you're looking for, whether it's live music and to go see a show, or if you just want to listen at home, there are options.
Excellent. This is Rachel Hillman. We'll have her back in just a moment. We got to take a quick break right here on The Mix.